I've had an interesting week and an interesting day today, and I feel that what's happening is really lining up with the new energies coming onto the planet, today being January 18th, 2011, all the twos and the ones and the one twos, a year of either a year of getting stuck in duality, the two, the negative mind, or moving into shunya, the state of connection, the state of zero, where the ego comes to a still point, and then moving into the 11, the master number, the guru, or the sound current. So we're still getting our feet wet, so to speak, if it's warm enough to wade in the ocean, and you're near a place where there's an ocean. So to speak, get your feet wet and moving into these new frequencies. So I think we're still learning about them. And I had an interesting time over the weekend spontaneously going to a goddess gathering, a gathering with women. And the lady whose house it was showed us a film by Maria Gumbuta. And she, if you haven't seen her video about her, or heard of her, she is a Lithuanian archaeologist who was born in the 20s, died in 1994, and a female archaeologist who brought forth the archaeology of early cultures, Indo-European cultures, 3500 to 6500 BC and before, with all kinds of, she excavated all kinds of symbols and figurines and figures of what she calls all the forms of the goddess. So you've seen some of these archetypical figures of the full-bodied goddess, I'm sure. It was just especially significant for me to see that video because before we were meditating, and we were meditating on triangles. Well, there was initially three of us. Then more people came, but just as an invocation, we held hands and initiated in the triangle. And I was seeing in the meditation that we were all doing together, I was literally seeing, and we've been talking about this with the symbology of the Mayans, the geometric forms of the triangle, and they were literally floating around in space around me, and I was seeing them visually in my meditation, and the message I was getting was, this is the influx of the goddess energy, the feminine energy, the balance energy, the walking side by side, the 11, the male and the female's energies being balanced, coming onto the planet, which was really interesting. And what else I was told in the meditation was, as you observe these frequencies, you bring them into being. So a quantum physics moment, the observer bringing reality into being, which is what, of course, we've been working with on this call, realizing that we, in human form, have the power to bring forth this new consciousness, and not only the power, but, of course, the whole purpose of the Shakti activation calls that we've been doing now, is that we are able to be the ones through being in physical embodiment and seeing these new energies to hold the frequency of them. We're living lightning rods. And that's what I was seeing and being told in this meditation of these triangles, was that as I was observing these triangles, I was literally bringing this energy that's coming through into being, this frequency of embodying the feminine and being and establishing on the planet at this pivotal time, the pivotal time being 2012, of course, that we're moving into and through, of anchoring in the change in direction of moving into a culture without violence, a culture without war, a culture of equality, of compassion. And for her bringing this forth, she was very controversial. So many of you may have heard of her. If not, you can, there's little clips about her on YouTube. But she was very controversial, and she moved from the East Coast. Her family were war victims. They had to flee from the Nazi influence in Eastern Europe, and they eventually emigrated to the U.S., and they were in Boston. And so she was working at Harvard, but not in a paid position. Just they said that as a woman, she could have a place to be, and she could publish papers, but she didn't get paid. So she had an opportunity to move out to UCLA, California, which she did. So she was not. She was definitely a pioneer in bringing forth the information archaeologically that these cultures existed on the earth way before the current civilizations, the Indo-European civilizations that we're now familiar with, and that these civilizations were peaceful, as I said. And some of the ways that she shared information about that archaeologically was, as they excavated the graves, there was no graves that had a lot of artifacts in them and graves that had none. And that represented the fact that that there was an equality. There wasn't rich people and poor people, or the haves or have-nots. And in terms of the triangles, the symbol of the feminine, she was excavating information that at that time, those early cultures, those early peaceful cultures, that their language was more symbolic. And she has a book on it, which I'd actually like to read, but she has a book on their language, and it's the symbol of a goddess. And it's all the letters are all composed of triangles. So for having first seen this in my meditation and then seeing the film about her, I experienced it as very significant, and very significant for this time on the planet right now, that these frequencies have been here before, and they're coming back. You could say they're coming back in a new way or a renewed way, an Aquarian Age way, whatever we want to call it. It's the power of these frequencies that are really changing the direction of the ship, changing the direction of the Titanic, so we don't run into the iceberg, we don't run aground, and we don't destroy the whole civilization. And I was walking on the beach this morning, and I felt that I needed to connect with Mother Earth before the call, and I was getting the message to chant the Adi Shakti mantra. So I was doing that myself, and I want to share some of that with everybody on the call also, just to anchor in those frequencies of the primal frequencies, the primal energies. And that is some of the energies I've been working with this week. Astrologically, how this all correlates astrologically with what's happening right now is tomorrow we actually have a full moon in Cancer. And the full moon in Cancer represents the mother aspect of the three faces of the goddess, the maiden, the mother, and the wise woman. So we've got the mother energy. So us as Shakti activators and conscious beings who want to bring forth the nurturing energies on the planet and let go of the warring energies, this is a very significant full moon. The full moon, I was just listening, it sounds like there was some sort of sound. If anybody hasn't muted, it's star 6. Let's see if we can get a little bit, okay, that's better. So, as we move into this moon, this full moon, which is actually tomorrow, we're moving into that which is the receptive, the feminine, and the watery nature of the emotional nature of being human. And the emotional nature of being human is very significant because there's supposedly many places in this big universe of ours and many civilizations where there's beings that actually don't have emotions. And so it's getting connected with our feelings and emotions and grounding those in the physical that helps us, that helps the feeling nature, that helps us understand what actually feels good, what is nurturing, and how the earth actually nurtures us, as opposed to, of course, the nature of war or destruction or competition or all those things. So this is what we're working with or grounding in tomorrow with this with this Cancer full moon. We're reaching into our fullness of expression, our full nurturing expression, and we're really bringing that into being, bringing that consciousness into being during this important, significant time. So we also have some other influences which we're going to talk about and help them help us kind of understand what other energies we're moving through. So last week we talked about the beginning, the launching of the ship, the visions for the new year. Now the ship is moving, so we're moving into this with this full moon, this nurturing space, and then we're going to be moving into Aquarius. And Aquarius is the visionary. Aquarius is the sign that brings forth the new vision. So this is a very significant time to feel these new feelings, embody these feelings, anchor these feelings in. And then later on, actually on Saturday, Jupiter's moving into Aries. So Jupiter is that beautiful, big planet that expands us. And with Jupiter moving into Aries, that's bringing forth it's a new identity. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, as we all know. But what is our new identity? So what expands us? What's the new identity that expands us? So that's what we're talking about. This nurturing mother frequency, getting reconnected with the earth as nurture rather than being living on the planet disconnected from the earth. So with Jupiter and Aries on Saturday, this is an opportunity to really anchor in these new frequencies of being back in a culture that's balanced between the male and the female aspects, and we're not living in the dominator culture where it's competition and power over and there's not enough resources. So we're actually moving into resonating with nurturing, resonating with abundance. So I think of these frequencies that we're moving into as resonant frequencies. So we can be like a tuning fork with our meditations. We resonate with these frequencies, and then we're bringing more resonance of that frequency onto the planet and literally feeding the grid. We're also moving into, in terms of the U.S., in terms of the archetypical chart of the birth chart of the United States. So the United States is in a Saturn return cycle. So this, as you know, is every 28 and a half year cycle where one gets to re-examine what they've done for the last cycle and what their new cycle, what they're going to bring forth in the new cycle. So again, we have this whole re-examination of what's next? What are we going to bring forth now? What have we done? So there's a lot of examination of the institutions and what's been set up and is that serving us. So there's a lot of looking at the systems and realizing that, yeah, certain systems are not going to survive. And out of that, out of the ashes, the phoenix is going to rise. And out of what nurtures us and supports life, out of this goddess, the mother energy, the receptive feminine energy, this new culture has a possibility to be born. This Aquarian energy is springing forth in this year of 2011, the year of the guru, the year of the master, walking with the master, walking in our own mastery, walking in the mastery of the divine feminine and the divine masculine together. So they're walking together, and they're co-creators. They're not competing. So this is a really time to co-create and move into community and move into co-creating with others. It's a time to reunite and reconnect rather than living separately, and to also share resources. As some systems break down, there's going to be more of a need to move into community and move into sharing resources and communicating with your neighbors, your friends, or starting new communities. This is the perfect energetic astrological configuration to set up the new vision, the new community, that which will be next, that which will be the new way of life on the planet, where we connect the divine with the earth and there's no separation and we hold that space for others. So we're moving through all this, and we've had this this Cancer Capricorn energy that we've talked about before. Of course, Cancer's the mother, and Capricorn is the opposite sign. It rules the father. It rules the status and the duties and the responsibilities and the discipline. So we've had Pluto with an extended 16-year period in Capricorn, and this is what we've been going through, looking at what the shadow side of society is and the systems that have become too dominated and not nurturing enough. So it's this, we're being forced to reassess our institutions and set up societies and cultures that actually support people and support feeling nurtured and feeling alive and feeling loved. So this is the archetypical structure we've been in for a while on the planet. As we move into these next three full moons, this Cancer one that we're talking about happening tomorrow, they're going to be super moons. And that means that the moon is the closest position to the Earth. And in this position, it means that everything is felt more intensely. So you're going to feel, you may feel intense energies physically and psychologically. But it also creates the fact that you can shift more easily. It gives you the energy to shift more easily. So we have these energies coming to bear. So we've got the Sun moving into Aquarius on the 20th, which is a Thursday, and then we've got the 22nd, Jupiter moving into Aries, and that we're going to have Jupiter in Aries until June. So a lot of time to initiate new projects. We're going to have Saturn in retrograde on the 25th, and that's going to last until June also, and that's in Libra. So again, re-examining the balance, the male-female polarities, the male-female balance. And we've also got the Chinese New Year, the year of the rabbit. So rabbits are fuzzy, and they feel good, and they also like to create a lot. So this can be a very productive year to create what makes you feel good. So those are some of the basic energies that we're working with this week. And as I said, I'm directed by the energies when I was walking on the beach to do some Adi Shakti chanting, so we'll do some of that, and then we'll see, maybe we'll do some other chanting also, but it's Adi Shakti, the primal presence, Shakti, that energy which brings forth, Namo Namo, as we name it, we bring it forth. So as we chant this, think about what you want to bring forth, think about how you feel, just be into what makes you feel good, what nurtures you, what you're receptive to. So this is like a chance to really move into your feeling self. Ah.